right, welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen, before we go any further, I would like to offer a heartfelt retraction of comments I made earlier in the show that I now deeply regret.
Here we go.
I was reeling off the information on the Eagles having by far the easiest schedule, one of the easiest of all time.
Yep.
And I said that I felt that giving up on this season was foolish.
Yeah.
Because it's a .430 winning percentage for the team. There are three winning teams on the entire 17-game schedule. Now I have been able to absorb some of the information in a scalding article in TheAthletic.com about the inner workings of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yep.
And I am now retracting all optimism I previously had because the team is so damn dysfunctional right now. And here's all I want to say, because I have not – I mean, Rhea's ready to try to feed us information as we go along. Apparently, the Philadelphia Eagles – who so disrespected Brian Dawkins as a player and let him leave over $2 million and then wouldn't discuss it when he was a player, brought him back to the organization to disrespect him a second time and have him leave less than 2 years after he rejoined them because he realized he had no track toward advancement in that organization.
That's not in the article. That is my impression of what happened.
It is a correct impression.
Well, he gave a speech to the draft right pre-draft which he said, you know, there's too much infighting going on in this organization, and you know, and he had said he wanted to become involved with it, be general manager, and then shortly thereafter he said, "Yeah, I'm going to go do a charity thing."
Yeah. No. They twice disrespected the greatest player in our time here. He has been, I don't even want to. I better bring on Al, a happier person than me right
now. There you go. Let's lighten the mood.
And ladies and gentlemen, from WIP, he covers the Phillies and the Sixers for us, the great John Johnson. Hi, John.
Morning, Ann.
John, I'm hearing reports I want to check first. So you were on the air at the end of the Flyers game yesterday. You were on WIP.
That is correct.
And you were watching via the monitors in here the expressions of Al Morganti and Keith Jones after the game. Is that correct?
That is very correct.
And then you received an actual video shot of Al looking like he had had a bad clamp.
That is fair to say. I worry. Listen, with the way the Flyers, this season has gone for the Flyers, and Al and Jonesy being there almost every single game, I'm always monitoring their, because they're not going to let their emotions loose when speaking about the team post game, but I'm looking for the facial tics, the mannerisms, and Al looked like grim death yesterday.
Is it true or not, after all the trolling Al has done for you, of you, that you returned fire yesterday with some trolling toward him?
Oh, you better believe I did. I took a nice screenshot of Al, doing post game, looking, you know, with that stare that he had, and I was quick to put it on social media.
No, I got to be honest. I thought there's something had gone wrong with the color on my TV set because Al was green and everyone else was fine.
He was so angry.
Even Jonesy, who appeared upset, he did not turn green. He seemed okay with having
fine.
Less work to do.
I was not happy.
Really
that's
upset.
What I was getting.
I was really upset.
He sounds upset. Now, let me get to it. There's a couple of things. John, let me start with the Sixers because they showed up Saturday night after not showing up Friday night. And then everybody pointed at Ben and said, we need Ben to be more involved. Why is he never getting this message? Why doesn't he follow what anybody tells him to do?
The problem with Ben is, and by the way, Saturday night's blowout win, there is no praise for that. They faced a team who was tanking. It was like facing the 10-win Sixers team. If you blow them out, you get no credit. You did your job. So they did their job Saturday. When it comes to Ben, since the All-Star break, he has been horrible offensively. He's the same defender, but he's regressed offensively. The problem is, when we're entering season number 5, I've come to the point where this is what he is. He is a great defender who is ignorant, he's arrogant, and unwilling to put himself out of his comfort zone to put his team over the top. That's who Ben Simmons is.
All right, but Keith Jones is suggesting that Embiid going public saying, I need him to do this every night, might have an impact. Do you have hope that that would have an impact?
Well, that's really your last hope, right? I mean, you know, the coaching staff has been preaching it to him as gently as they can for many years, and the new coaching staff doing the same. You know, your only option left is Joel Embiid. And the one thing about Joel, which speaks more volumes about what he says than anybody else. Joel can't fake it. He'll tell you how he feels in a given moment if you phrase the question the right way. And after Saturday's win, when he was talking about Ben, he flat out said, quote, Ben needs to shoot the ball more. And that's after a blowout win. So when your franchise player, an MVP candidate, makes that statement, if that doesn't work, then nothing else will.
John Johnson, let me move to the Phillies. John, final play. Well, not the final play, but the play that decided the game last night. Did you ever see Alec Boehm touch home plate?
No, I did not.
All right, then I don't understand. It was a nationally televised game, John. They have all these angles. How did they not get it right in the review?
Well, he was safe. He never touched the bag, but I got news for you. He was safe. I was convinced after watching, boy, every single replay that they showed from every possible angle, the moment that they called him safe, when they showed the review and you could make the argument one way or the other, I was certain that Major League Baseball was going to call him safe no matter what. Look at what's happening this morning. All of the baseball and sports world is talking about that single game. That had everything in it. ESPN could not have asked for anything better. Can you imagine what it's going to be like when these two teams meet again? It's going to be a national story. It's last night, that controversy was a win-win for baseball.
No, but you're suggesting that they purposely made the wrong call for the controversy.
Yes. Yes, I am.
No, you
and
can't.
It was the right call.
I'll stop him. You were right to troll him. didn't go out of their way to make the wrong call.
What the hell?
Yes, and it was the right call to make.
You're a moron, Johnson.
Johnson, come on. There's not. Oh, jeez. Right, there's one other aspect of what happened this week, John. I wonder if you brought it up yesterday, all right? Because on Friday night, in the very same city where Gabe Kapler screwed up his first weekend of managing the Phillies, he brought in Toby Milner, and Toby hadn't even warmed up yet. Well, Joe Girardi goes out to the mound forgetting that the pitching coach had already gone out, and then he has to wait for the umpire to say to him, you have to remove Zach Wheeler. This is the second trip to the mound. John, did you rip up a Girardi for that?
Of course I did. I mean, this isn't something that he should be doing. I don't care whether he's a first-year manager or, you know, as many years in the league that Joe Girardi has been managed. That can't happen. Joe Girardi, and granted, it's only been a handful of games. They haven't even played 10 of a 162-game season. But even looking at as objectively as possible, he's been a little disappointing. There's been numerous things that he has done decision-wise, whether it's the lineup card, decisions in a game, or just simple between-the-ears mistakes that he's forgetting about, like the one you're pointing out. I got to be honest, I'm less than thrilled with Girardi thus far.
All right. And, John, I would be remiss because you do a lot of Eagles too. So now we know Lurie, literally every day, is pounding. You know what Rhea just told me? Jeff Lurie spends most of the time in the office looking at film and analyzing players. Jeff Lurie, the billionaire owner.
Yes.
Is this good or bad for the team?
Well, it's very easy to say it's bad. It's horrible. I mean, these are the worst, you know, rumors and scenarios coming true that you're finding out that it's actually happening. I don't know. And the worst part is he's the owner. You can't remove him. I don't know where you go from here. The only comparison I can make is what happened just 2 years ago with the Sixers. After the whole Brian Colangelo thing fell apart, Joshua Harris, the managing owner, decided, I want to get my hands involved in all basketball operations. And everything he did was the wrong decision. And at a certain point in time, a dose of reality, maybe somebody spoke to him, and that's when everything changed. When they acquired Doc Rivers, they paid whatever money it was going to take, and they brought in Daryl Morey, regardless of how much money it was going to take. And he had that realization that whatever I'm doing, I can think I know, but I truly don't. I can only hope that Jeffrey Lurie has that moment, but he's been the manager the owner for, since what, 90,
90 94, 95, yeah, you're right. It's a long time. He's not a scout.
Well, I mean, the obvious question is, what can we do about it? I don't know what you do.
Nothing.
He's the owner.
I'll tell you what to do, John. This is just a little advice for you. Every time you're on the air, bitch about it. At least the fans will know what's really going
Start
on.
Start comparing him to Daniel Snyder. That
and
should go
You
well.
Know what, John? And I don't mean this as criticism of you, but you've been a little too positive lately. Could you ramp up the negativity a little bit?
Listen, when it comes to Jeffrey Lurie and no doubt Howie Roseman, I will never have a hot take. I will never have an angle. I will give everybody honest truth because everybody needs to know how dysfunctional that organization is.
His name is John Johnson. Thank you, my brother.
See you guys.